Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got guest host Matt Rothschild with me because my mouth isn't warmed up after a very long holiday weekend. We've been talking about the fact that the big brutal bill has now been signed into law. We're going to get to the state's biennial budget with a fantastic guest coming up at 4:30. We'll be joined by ranking Democrat in the state Senate here in Wisconsin, Diane Hesselbein, to talk about the bill, what's in it, what's not, why some Democrats voted against it. You're not going to want to miss that conversation. But let's get back to it. Folks, I painted a picture of, and I want everyone to think about the time when you are, and probably the most notable example is fighting with your health insurance company over coverage for something. And every time you get transferred to someone else, you got to submit other paperwork. Oh, that is not the correct pre-authorization form. Send this different one to your doctor. Oh, no, it's supposed to be faxed and not emailed. Oh, no, we actually need a hard. You know what I'm talking about. We've all been round and round. And every single person that runs systems knows that the more obstacles, literally every single thing that you have to do, if there are more things, fewer people will actually access the benefit or the thing that they are seeking. And Republicans, the MAGAs on Capitol Hill, know that too. This isn't about strengthening Medicaid. It is about gutting it because they have to try to pay for the tax cuts for the billionaire class. To say anything else is a lie. That's its function and purpose. It has nothing to do with strengthening it. It has nothing to do with the integrity of the program. That's bogus. Not at a nearly $1 trillion cut to Medicaid. And I want you to think about how frustrated you got. Maybe you even gave up a few times. I know I have, disputing charges on my credit card, all kinds of different things. And then I want you to imagine you're not just working the job that you've got right now, you're working another job. And then I want you to imagine you've got two toddlers at home, or a child, a teenager, and you're caring for an elderly parent. I want you to imagine a life where you do not have the free time to get anything done. We've all had those moments in our life. And then I want you to make that system that you have to navigate doubly more complicated. Can you get it done? What if you don't have Wi-Fi access? What if you can't pay your cell phone bill? That's what we're talking about here. And anybody who has ever worked in social work, child care, education, any of these fields, or worked in a public serving hospital will tell you the people that need these programs the most, that are working full-time or caring full-time, won't be able to access them even though they're eligible. And yet, Derek Van Orten lies through his teeth and says things like this.
Just because we live in rural areas doesn't mean that high-quality healthcare should be readily accessible to us. I have very, very few hard lines when it comes to these issues that we talk about regularly. One of them is this, that I've been crystal clear with the leadership in the House here. If during this budget reconciliation process, they're going to try to cut rural health care, I am not on board. I will not be on board with a package that does that. If anybody is trying to cut any type of rural health care, it's just not going to happen on my watch.
Well, it just did, and he voted for it. And then gleefully tweeted or truthed or whatever he was on, retweeted a tweet that says 17 million people just lost health care. And Derek Van Orten retweeted it with the word yes and an exclamation point. Matt, is he not operating on Earth One? Like, what's the fact gap here? Because both things can't be true at the same time. You can't say I'm against any cuts to rural health care in my congressional district and then vote for the big brutal bill as if it's not going to cut health care in Derek Van Orten's rural congressional district.
Yeah, I mean, he just turned to putty in Trump's hand, just like Ron Johnson did for the opposite reason. But the callousness of Derek Van Orten issuing that or yes in all caps with an exclamation point to 17 million people just lost health care. And also on that tweet that he said yes in capital letters, exclamation point too, said 18 million kids just lost school meals and 3 million Americans just lost food assistance. He's cheering that kids are losing free lunches and that 3 million Americans are going to lose food assistance. I mean, there is something seriously pathological about Derek Van Orden and this MAGA crowd that delights in the suffering of other people.
So everyone that lives in these six GOPers, the MAGAs, congressional districts in this state, when you or someone you know or love has their Medicaid taken from them, when they go hungry, when your hospital closes or reduces its hours, when there are fewer attending physicians, when there is not mental health care, when there are not emergency mental health care beds for people in serious mental health emergencies, when that happens in your congressional district, you know who to thank. And it is every single congressional Republican from the state of Wisconsin who voted yes on the big brutal bill. We can call it the murder bill because, yeah, people are going to die as a result of paperwork. I have never heard a Republican ever be like, you know what we need in the United States is more paperwork. When they talk about deregulating the clean air requirements and clean water requirements or getting rid of all that pesky red tape for businesses, all they want is more pesky red tape for regular working Americans, and it will cost us dearly. We're going to talk about the biennial budget with State Senator Dianne Hesselbein. She's the ranking Democrat. Help get this one across the finish line. We'll talk about the improvements over our current budget and why some Dems voted no. Next, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked.